It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I believe. I believe that she's actually over there. She's not over here. And she may even be in Switzerland. We will see. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, back to Switzerland with some news from Europe, as always. Keeping going on our story about Italy, as developments are, as announced, quite interesting. So, as we spoke last time, the Italian president Sergio Mattarella was having some difficulties to accept the new coalition between the Northern League and the Five Star Party, led respectively from Matteo Salvini and Luigi Di Maio. Those two leaders have now a position in the Italian government. An agreement has been found. Matteo Salvini will be or is already the interior minister, and Luigi Di Maio is the labor and economic development minister. The problem at the beginning was basically linked to the fact that the announced Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte wanted to nominate a man as finance minister that is very well known for his anti-euro ideas. And Sergio Mattarella saw with that nomination a real problem, and that would be maybe if getting out of the union, and that was for him not acceptable. That has been a huge problem, as you know, Jill. For a couple of days, nobody really knew what was going to happen. But an agreement has been found. The Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte did not nominate this anti-euro man that was also quite old, I think, past 82 years old, which is also maybe one of the problem in Italy, nominating constantly people that are from such different generations that sometimes it seems they have a lack of contact with what's really happening on the terrain, as we say in the European Union. So this is now done. Italy has a new government. There have been many promises, a minimum income, a flat tax rate, and a very strong opposition to immigration. Matteo Salvini was in Sicily this week, and one of the things that he said was that Italy will no longer be Europe's refugee camp. I think that is a very important sentence, because while this has been criticized in all the papers in Europe and abroad, there is a situation in Italy that is maybe a little bit underestimated. And it has to do with the fact that immigrants in Italy, refugee camps in Italy, are increasing. People are coming, keeping coming from the Mediterranean. And because of the laws, the actual laws in Europe, basically they cannot be redistributed in the rest of Europe as promised last year. And this is certainly something that has to be seen from the human point of view, because first of all, many immigrants die during the trip on the sea, and this is obviously unacceptable. But on the other hand, one has also to see that this is one of the reasons those parties have been elected. It's very important to see that people don't feel represented by the more conventional, traditional parties, that they feel that they have been dealing with this issue for many years, with many promises from Europe, and that basically nothing happened. As you know, Jill, there have been also some attempts to redistribute immigrants, but for example, the entire Eastern Bloc of Europe is completely opposed to it and would never take any immigrant. Chancellor Angela Merkel did a very big effort in opening her own borders, but as you know, this cost her almost her re-election, showing that this is definitely a topic that weakened her as well. So the interesting aspect, I think, of this situation in Italy is that maybe the more traditional parties, the parties more of the center, be it more right center or center right or center left, but basically center, should definitely ask themselves why they are losing so big lately in Europe. Those are the times where people feel desperate. They feel that they are not heard, that their worries are not heard. And it is probably not a good idea to always blame them. But instead, it would be a more positive and constructive idea to try to understand why they are shifting to parties that are definitely very dangerous for their country, but also dangerous in the frame of the European Union, which is definitely struggling to keep a union. There is no political union, that's very clear. Everybody has its own views and its own government. There have been attempts to have some kind of a financial union, but that is not working exactly the way, for example, Chancellor Merkel would like that to work, or even Macron in France. There is a lot of opposition, and that would be the right moment to try to fix some issues and not let those extreme parties fixing those issues, because obviously, by nature, they will fix that in an extreme way, which is not necessarily a good thing for anybody. What is really interesting is that Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz will very soon be leading the European Union, and he already announced that he was going to focus on the immigration issues. This can be positive. It can be negative as well. He belongs to quite a right wing of the political spectrum in Austria, but it definitely shows that there is absolutely no way that the European Union can continue to close half an eye the way it did in the past. Italy is accusing a lot the northern countries of Europe to take advantage of the countries in the south. From what we can observe, the northern countries have actually made a major effort in welcoming immigrants. Let's think alone about Sweden, for example. I think one of the major part of Europe that is still very opposed to any significant advancement in the solutions of immigration is definitely the Eastern Bloc. So it will request a lot of diplomacy, a lot of fine-tuning to be able to bring on the table real solutions and not continue to talk about it for years and years until people take that in their own hands. And as we know, this is usually when the real problems begin. So I think we could just hope that with the example of Italy now definitely shifting in a very unknown territory, that this is going to be an incentive for the European Union to truly face what kind of issues are bringing the people to solutions that on the long run are going to be very tough, not very human, and probably the beginning of a very hard time for immigrants in Europe. There must be another way, but for that, everybody has to come to a table and discuss it and be open to find a solution in Europe that is fair for everybody, because admittedly, the situation of Italy right now is one that for sure cannot be financed and cannot be good for anybody, because basically when those people that come with so many hopes end up in refugee camps, chances are that they are going to spend years into those camps without a real solution. This is definitely going to be one of the prime issues in Europe, and I'm looking forward to see if the European Union is going to acknowledge that this shift in Italy is the sign for action.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer, over there.
My pleasure.